5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Peter, this is either Christ or the aliens. And what did you know? It was both. They said, <I'm... laughs> And then, dude, he got real big into it. And then all of a sudden, one day, he was like 40-something years old. He just keeled over and fucking died. So they really did claim his ass.
Maybe he knew something. He knew something.
Yeah. Too much.
He knew something. Tom DeLonge left Blink-182 to chase aliens.
He was in American Pie. We just saw him.
Fozzie?
No, Tom DeLonge. He was fresh. Blink-182, they were fresh-faced, and they made a little cameo in that movie. Was, like, on the webcam with the chick.
Oh fuck. Yeah, dude, I haven't watched those movies in so long. They're still making them. American Pie?
I've never seen American Pie. Nope.
They're on Peacock. You're welcome.
You're friends with Stifler. You've never even watched the fucking...
When Chad and I were watching it, we were like... 95% of Fozzie's personality is based off of this guy. Dude, everything he says and does.
Well, polish my nuts and serve me a milkshake.
Dude, I told him. I want to tell him, like, hey, if they keep making those movies, you could be the guy. You could take over.
He's probably next up. He's actually in the rolling.
I also said Arb should be Paul Walker. Seriously, dude. Look at Arb and look at Paul Walker. They're pretty similar.
Arb can do as much blow as Paul Walker did.
Well, I mean, I hope not. I don't want anybody crashing Porsches. It's not too soon. Don't fucking make that face.
I also think it's more disrespectful to not crash a Porsche if you're doing a bunch of
it. I mean, but you should be driving.
Not Paul Walker, but what's the other guy? He's like not as big of a star, but the Tokyo Drift one.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah, that's like still one of the best ones to me. I don't know why.
I was a big fan of that one.
I think it's because I liked him from Friday Night Lights. So
yeah, and Bow Wow.
Bow Wow was that guy's name?
I just don't think outside the box.
I don't know. He looks old as shit now.
Isn't his name Sean or something?
Yeah,
in the movie.
I'll look him up. I got you.
The new DK.
Yeah.
They should make another one of Tokyo Drift.
Wait, later years. Wasn't the Han guy with the long hair, isn't he in one of the next installments or whatever?
He's in the newest one.
Yeah.
Before he dies or after he dies? He never died. See, I kind of remember that. Oh, yeah, Luke is black.
Okay. Yep.
Wait, he didn't die?
No, he didn't die.
Not in that, like, fiery explosion. It was, like, all fake.
Jason Statham. Because it was Jason Statham who fucking killed him.
His name is Sean in that, Dakota. You're right.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I was on it.
How fake it was at the very beginning when the guy like throws a baseball through the back window of his car and then they just like break into that development to race.
Dude, how many high schoolers was not built for turning?
Are like, hey, let's break into this new housing development that's not finished yet. Let's race through and like, you know, drive through all of the buildings.
What was that movie, Project X? Remember when that movie came out and like people were like breaking into undeveloped houses, like fucking partying their asses off and burning shit down?
Dude, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, dude, people were fucking tripping.
I always wanted to throw a Project X party.
Yeah, but like, I don't want the repercussions of the shit.
No, but that would be fucking dope.
Well, that's why they broke into other houses.
Undeveloped, not even finished houses. And just said, fuck it, we'll burn them. Oh, the people were probably cool. Like, they're like, hell yeah, dude, that shit was insured. Like, I didn't like the way that was being built anyway. Fuck it. Start over.
Put an ad on Craigslist. Hey, come fuck this place up with me. Every time I get on YouTube, I see that, though. Like, I get some weird ad from some guy that's like, I'm having a huge downtown party in Cleveland on August 4th.
That's fucking terrifying.
Really?
You haven't seen it?
Sex trafficking. That's how sex trafficking
happens. Maybe it's targeted at me. I don't know. But the guy's like, click the link below to put your name down so you could be on the guest list or whatever. I'm just like, no thanks.
Wyatt, you 100% look like someone who would go deep into the sex trafficking ring.
You should do that and just put Jacob down. Put Jacob's name on the list. See what happens.
If I ever got put in the sex trafficking ring, I would have to change one thing about me. That'd be my last name. I'd be Nick Fozzie then. I would no longer be Nick Ryan.
You got the stash for it, so.
End up arresting him one day at a truck stop, and he's just like, what is this for? I'm just here to get my chewing tobacco. They fucking could totally get away with it.
FBI pulls up to the fucking oil rig. What's up, motherfucker?
He's back on the oil rig now?
I think. I can't keep track.
I don't know.
You'll have that on those big jobs. He just keeps on going, you know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I guess if I should say, if you've made it this far, I'm glad you're here to stay. Because we got a very exciting show going forward. We brought our buddy Wyatt on again, you know, as before. So we're going to get to it. Hop right into this thing.
Yeah, buddy.
Wait. Introduce me.
Oh, and then we got Nick Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Also known as Nick Fodzie.
Yeah, sometimes.
A.K.A. Nick Fodzie. And then, you know, as always, we got Lee and D Money. So sit back, buckle up, and enjoy.
Welcome to the party.
Oh, well, I don't want to get into it real quick, but I did see something on Facebook the other day that kind of blew my mind. There was a lady walking their kid with a baby leash on. You know what I mean? It had like a little backpack on. Now I see a lot of hate that goes towards it, and I see a lot of love that people really enjoy it. Me personally, I'm in the middle.
I mean,
situationally.
I wouldn't do it all the time.
I mean, we were talking and like, I just gotta say, I think I'm more for collars for kids with the leashes than on the backpacks. And I think that instead of having like a tag like a dog, you should have your vaccination card.
So are we talking like a shock collar? Like
No.
Kid starts running away, just tase it.
Is this purely for identification?
Are you a father? You're talking about shocking your kid. I just want to have a collar on mine. So
You didn't specify what kind. There's many different.
This is just for ID. This isn't to keep him under control, though.
Yeah,
right?
You know, like in the Holocaust, the Star of David.
Oh, my God.
Don't get me started on that.
Oh, my God.
I avoided that.
Is it still too early to talk about the Holocaust? It's been fucking long, guys. 1942, 1943.
You have to wait until all the survivors are dead.
I'm not talking about 9/11. Next year. It's just the Holocaust.
I mean, I wouldn't
calm
say
down,
yes.
Everybody.
I just saw some images the other day of liberation at Dachau.
Dachau.
How was that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not cool.
Remember?
It wasn't like fun to look at him or anything. It was just like some.
Dude, didn't we have to? Didn't they make us look at like the pits of just dead bodies,
dude,
in school or some shit?
They would have them in the history books, just piles.
Dude,
of them.
Just dead bodies.
Like, dude, that's fucked.
If you look in a history book and like you see the piles of the bodies, that's what our excavator looks like. 100%. He looks just like a Jew from out here. His name's Kyle Kizemore. Go buy hay from him. He sells it.
Did he have to dig the pits? Was he the guy?
Probably.
Oh, Jesus.
Back to the child leash thing, though. Remember that part in Old Family Guy where he's just like pushing her son through the supermarket in the stroller? I was like, I'm going to get him. And she's like, I bet you will. Oh, I was that close.
Yeah. Almost.
But I mean, I feel it definitely situation.
Yeah.
I've seen too many shows where it's like taken in plain sight. You know, some car pulls up right beside you, snatches the baby up.
Shit takes you can off. Do, yeah. Like, especially if you're walking, like, you're not going to chase that car now.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, you're
going to
try.
The only thing I'm going to know is what the car will look like, and hopefully I got the license plate.
Hopefully, but that could only go so far, you know. By the time you get that call in, they probably switch vehicles, burn the car.
Oh, yeah.
It's real intricate, man. That's a whole network of just wealth.
Remember that cold case show, and there was like this one episode that fucked me up. These like parents were like in this like department store shopping for clothes. Son got taken and they just like wouldn't like refuse to leave. They're like, no, Bradley, he's coming back. It's like, nah, he got snatched.
Yeah, he's gone.
He ain't coming back.
Gone. He's gone. Man,
that's not. No, I'm definitely for him. Situational though.
Oh, 100%.
Huh? Want to do a vote real quick?
You're
for
a vote.
Or against?
Yeah. I say I for or four.
I say I for four.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm on board. Yeah. I don't want my kid getting taken out of a public
All right,
place.
So if you hop on our website later on tonight, you will see anything and everything under the sun child leashes now being sold. I'm just joking.
You gotta make it look classy though. Like it, the kid can't really know. It has to be like, oh, strap this on your back. It's like a monkey or a tiger, but actually, it's got like a little.
Yeah.
Yank him. Is it gonna be retractable?
Should be.
100%.
It's gotta be.
How far do you let him go? Because I'm just saying, I'm stealing a kid,
6 feet.
Like personally, if I'm stealing a kid, if you give me a couple of feet, even with the leash, you're not stopping me. I'm just
that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, all pedophiles nowadays are carrying like some type of like scissors or shears in their, you know, in their van or whatever. Just like, oh, no, see, nice that's why
it's like when they go to apply to be a pedophile, it's like, oh yeah, you must bring your own scissors.
We don't go to steal a dog without taking something to like
that steal is true. Dogs.
Okay, so this raises the question: should we up it? You know, up the security factor. Not a normal leash. It's a fucking chain.
You put a steel.
Steel core in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going better. Military grade shit.
You can't strap a chain to your kid. I will 100%
that. You can make it out of like Kevlar or some cut resistant shit.
Just like Jesus cells, babies like cut sell too. Shit. People won't go to any length to protect their baby just like they will to spread the word of Christ.
I kind of think you have to.
You're not fucking wrong there. You're not wrong there. Right now.
Jesus sells.
I think you would have to like upgrade the apparatus. So like, would you want to like hold on to the leash with your hand? Like, that's not really secure. You could lose your grip pretty easy.
I think you have to.
No, it would. Still
yeah, I was about
to
say hook it to your belt or something.
It
shit.
Would still be a, like a hand or something.
Yeah, yeah, no, like fuck a that. Handle. Well, yeah, but like you could put it on your like belt. What the fuck?
Just like. They're not taking this kid without ripping my dick.
They're not taking it without ripping your dick off.
The hospital's intake of dickless people would just fucking skyrocket.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
You would know every time a kid got taken because there'd be a fucking thing.
Had some dickless guy showing up to the ER.
We had 42 dickless guys show up to me. That means 40. Like, we're worried about the dickless guys and not the 42
Amber Alerts.
Maybe beef it up a little bit. We could beef it up a little bit and tie it around the testes too, just for extra security.
Oh, just rip them all off.
Yeah, fuck it.
You guys are making.
Hey, it's like almost like a free sex change. So there you go. Do the world a favor.
Yeah. There's some.
Yeah, that makes sense too. Because like, if you can't keep your eye on that kid, like maybe this should be your last one.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Since you lost it, you just lost right, your privilege.
You lose one kid, you lose your nuts too. So fuck it.
You better keep an eye on that one.
Your one gosh.
Oh gosh.
What do you do for women though? Like, how's a woman gonna attach up?
Hey, I'm still all for the handle. Yeah, I don't know. What
dude, I'm just saying, man. Handles are too risky. What if your hands? What if you're just eating popcorn? Or just all right,
you
poop?
Attach it to like.
Where the fuck are you eating popcorn loop. At? But they're gonna take your kid.
Disney.
You could just beat the kid with a switch. Like, just literally beat the fuck out of it and just like train it to never leave your side, and then you won't need
you
the leash,
go
I guess.
You can 3 feet in front of me, that's it.
You spill a single drop of that cup of milk and I'll break every fucking bone in your body.
See, this is, Jesus, this is why shock collar would work. Not only does it shock the baby, but it shocks the person taking the baby.
Oh, a transferable shock.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be pretty cool.
Maybe we should just start training babies how to use guns.
You ever seen,
come out of the womb and get a gun. Yeah, yo, dude, don't. Yeah, yeah,
what
you're not
it?
Wrong. Baby geniuses.
You ever seen that movie?
No.
Ooh, oh,
rent it no. tonight. You won't be disappointed.
If you got on IMDb right now, it's the worst movie ever made, by baby. Far. It's at the top of the list of worst movies ever made.
Baby Jesus.
Geniuses.
Oh, baby, dude, that movie was dope.
Thank you.
Came out in the 90s.
I'm yeah. not disagreeing, but I'm
they
just saying
talk?
People hated yeah. it. Yeah, they were smart. It was Boss Baby before Boss
dude,
Baby,
it
literally.
It shed light on dude. What they were taking
that's
kids
the truest
for.
Thing you've ever said.
Goddamn right.
Know, it probably really was because like it was shedding light on shit that they didn't necessarily want to get out.
What would a baby genius really think about, though? Adrenochrome.
Yeah.
We're gonna get into fucking adrenochrome. Let's not go down that.
We don't
level.
Have to get into that.
Yeah, let's not
get
do
into
that.
What?
Adrenochrome. It's because okay. we're poor.
Yeah. It's like the Limitless.
Yeah. Basically, live
dude,
forever.
I saw that movie, and so I went on Amazon Prime and was looking up if you could get the Limitless pill, and I ended up buying like one of those fucking
What was it?
Oh, what the hell?
Clearly like it didn't work.
It's like a mind enhancer. No,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, like a like a vitamin or some shit?
No, not a Viagra. It's more like a vitamin.
No, vitamin.
No, vitamin. I think you definitely said Viagra.
No, vitamin.
No, he said vitamin. I was just messing with
no,
him.
No, he said Viagra. Blue pills for everybody.
You ever taken a Viagra?
The fuck
dude,
no.
I just think it's silly that I can find
I'm
a crack
too.
Pipe on
right.
Amazon.
That's a heart attack.
And I can
that's
find a bong. Don't
be. Yeah. That's literally like a heart attack waiting to happen.
What?
Viagra. So that's why yeah, they made
way.
Them.
Oh. I'm scared of them. Like
they're the, decreasing the old old men population. Like, take this pill. You'll have a hard dick for 4 hours and then die.
Yeah, maybe
dude, that's because
away.
They're old. Take one right now. I'm telling you, I don't have a problem getting a boner, but I've taken a Viagra before. Fucking life changing.
I'll pass.
Changes everything.
Do you just get like a penis pump and not run the risk of
I
a heart
say
attack?
I want to say so many things about this, but maybe we shouldn't talk about this in a public forum.
What are, do you think that I have limp dick?
Is that it?
I'm gonna boner right now to show you that I don't.
Are you saying there's something wrong with my gear? I'm sorry, your gear.
What is that? Why do you keep calling it your gear? What is that off of?
Bad Santa. Yeah. It's like my fuck stick. I've fucked a lot of fat chicks in my day, but I ain't never fornicated nobody.
Dude, that movie sheds a whole new perspective on Santa Clauses, like mall Santas.
I love that movie so
dude,
much.
That movie was up there.
You know what for, I'm saying? Think about
it.
That
was
like,
pretty raunchy.
Think about it. If your career is a fucking mall, like Santa, like that was a highlight of your fucking career. Like somebody made a movie about what the fuck I do. They feel important. It's just like the people that were like mascots. Remember they had that fucking like mascot show Unmasked or some shit or Behind the Mask.
I remember that.
Dude. Those fuckers live lonely lives.
I was the Sebring Trojan, man, Lee. So what do you have to say about mascots, bro?
Oh,
dude, I was the mascot
that explains
for
Texas all
the Roadhouse as well.
You were
the fuck
Andy
is
the fucking
mascot for Texas.
Andy
yeah,
the armadillo, fucking
armadillo,
dude.
An armadillo.
Dude, I dressed up in that one suit the for Sebring. The,
was it a gimp?
What's a gimp?
A gimp suit?
What's a gimp suit?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have you ever seen
all leather?
Picture? Oh,
like yeah,
the,
yeah,
like
with the zipper
like
over the mouth. Yeah.
Oh.
So basically.
I would love to have one of those. I don't know if they make one for me. That's all leather, man. Leather doesn't stretch.
They make them for big dudes.
Every time I see right. someone in a gimp suit, I just think that's someone's child.
I mean, some people are...
You're going to church this Sunday. Like, this Sunday, you're going with my mom.
Dude, literally.
I'm texting her now.
I know a lot about the Bible, so I'll be fully prepared.
Yeah, you look like someone who knows a lot about foolishness.
Yep. somebody that knows a thing or two about screwing
around. All of a sudden, 50% of our Christian followers have dropped.
Well,
sorry, Dakota. I'll pay for that one in the next episode.
I'll be Hoover and Schneef off the collection plate in the rectory.
I'm putting real wine in the fucking communion shit.
There you go.
Real wine instead
people
of
are
the
like,
cranberry
the,
juice.
When you eat the bread, they're like, this is the bones of Jesus. No, it's not. It's bread. I'm going to put real bones in that motherfucker to show you guys what bones taste like.
Where the fuck do they get bones of Jesus and bread? Is that how the fuck he it's made? Is that how he made bread?
It's yeah. It's the flesh.
So they're fucking
the
cannibals.
Sorry, my bad. It's the flesh
so
of Jesus.
So you're telling me the religion's and fucking based on cannibalism?
Apparently, if you eat
I mean,
Jesus, you're like
is it,
Jesus.
Is it wine the fucking blood?
I mean, the Aztecs
oh, Jesus.
Religion
they don't even use
so they're vampires.
Sacrificing human beings and
yeah.
eating them and
well,
flaying their
they
skin.
They needed the
same
fucking
with
the
Mayans.
Yep.
They needed
well, everybody
the sun,
knows the
so.
Skin's the best part.
We just have a little bit of leftover darkness from those time periods of humanity where we're just still thinking it's cool to consume the flesh of some higher beings.
Or lesser beings.
No, they want to consume the power. That's the whole point of like,
oh,
you consume your enemies after you kill them in battle or and sacrifice them or whatever to gain their.
You believe people
essence?
Were like, people were just, eating fucking
like,
people.
We have. I feel like I want to say we've evolved, but I mean generations now it doesn't really look like it. But at least we're not eating anybody.
So
anymore.
does Usain Bolt eat cheetahs? Is that why he's so fast? I'm well, just fucking saying, dude. I don't know.
No,
how's this work?
Because cheetahs aren't his enemy. Usain Bolt isn't fighting cheetahs all the time.
You don't know that.
Nah. There aren't cheetahs in
how do you make. Think he gets that fucking fast?
Run.
Rubber bands.
From cheetahs.
If you, I would love to see Usain Bolt race a cheetah.
He's only got to be able to beat him for like, I don't know, 300 feet.
But it's to the death.
Any chance
that... Cheetah's only going to be able to run for like 30 seconds.
Possibly.
Usain Bolt's only going to run for what, 10?
Maybe.
He's fucked.
Right. Maybe.
I think the cheetah is going to win.
Well, here, wait
battle.
One second.
He's got the brain of a person, Bolt,
real quick.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, make this happen. I mean, you already went to, you know, you wasted money going to space. So this is something that people want to see. Usain Bolt, cheetah.
You know, I'm not honestly, I do want to touch on that because I'm not mad at that situation that he decided to go to space.
I'm mad about what was said afterwards.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, people who buy Amazon stuff and the employees. You made this happen.
I mean, he definitely
take the employees to space.
He could have definitely done a lot more for his employees and maybe the community that he helps provide for.
Like a fucking bonus. He's, like, I'm hey, confused. Here's he a bonus 2 grand. That, somebody that went with him said that. Like, but literally came awesome. Out and like thanked him. I mean, that'd be cool. Don't get me wrong. Space. Like,
that'd be.
Gotta that'd love awesome. Rich white guy money.
Yeah, you ain't wrong there.
Jeff Bezos might as well just become a NFL football team owner.
He is. He's starting. You didn't know the NFL's expanding. He's starting a team.
In Sebring. Amazon?
Yeah, it's gonna be in Sebring. He bought the town. It's gonna
the
build
Sebring Amazonians.
It's the tall.
There we go. But tall no, you, they can't be the here. Amazonians, dude. That's offensive.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't be here.
Can't be.
Same after peoples.
Check your privilege, Nick.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, my bad. I didn't realize there's a lot of Amazonians stepping forward saying that they feel like they're being discriminated
against. Hey, hey, hey.
My bad.
There's more Amazonians than there are Guardians.
Isn't
so
Wonder Woman from the Amazon?
Kinda.
What's a...
She's from Themyscira.
Oh, my Themyscira. Bad. I'm a piece of shit. I'm going to go in the bathroom
which
and
I guess is like the Greek version of an... I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Power
don't know
to the people.
Fucking...
I don't know, man. How's that work?
So what happens to the Kansas City Chiefs when they don't change their name and
Pat Mahomes
doesn't field the field?
Well, I mean, they're going to make him. I guarantee you, if he doesn't go on that field, it's going to be like Deshaun Watson all over again. Yeah, allegations
gonna,
out the asshole. Watch,
no, he'll
I'm
just have to
it.
Pay. He'll probably get fined. I'm sure he has some type of language in his contract that he would get fined if he decided not to play on. Like, Deshaun Watson has to show up right now, even though he's not really probably
what
wanted.
Happened with Deshaun Watson?
He said he wanted out of Texas. Texas said, we're going to bury you so nobody wants you. None of those allegations held any proof. Or criminal charges or anything. And he was facing 16 allegations, all of which were fucking eventually dropped. And now he's on the countersuit, from what I read, suing them. But they all came out right when he said, like, no, like, I want out of Houston. Because Houston's like, oh, no, wait, we'll give you this money or get so-and-so here to help you out. And he's like, no, I really want out. Like, I'm done. I'm not happy with the ownership. And then allegations.
He'll go play
left
for
and
another
right.
team.
Yeah, Steelers.
Oh, there's
perfect
all kinds
fit for
of
him.
Teams that still want him there.
Yeah,
I
Pittsburgh.
Think maybe the Panthers, the Eagles.
You think they would? You think the Panthers would take him and get rid of Teddy back there?
Absolutely.
Teddy's on the Broncos. They have
I didn't
Sam Darnold as their quarterback, so they'd have to choose to get rid of Sam Darnold.
The one team,
which I think they would do that. I mean,
I think they would.
He
you
got to
really
show out for the Jets.
If the allegations wouldn't have came out, Pittsburgh would have a different team right now. They would not have went through with that Roethlisberger situation.
I hate him.
They got the allegations against Ben Roethlisberger, and he had to serve a suspension. I mean, I remember people were like up in arms about wanting him, like, get him out of our city.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
still there all these years.
And
later.
Then they got Haskins as his backup now, so that's where the Happy trouble guys him. Go.
He's the only person on the Steelers that I'm going to root for other than that.
Well, even Najee Harris.
He can kick rocks.
I'm rooting for Najee.
Dude,
I like him.
Najee.
My mom likes
I like
the
his
Steelers.
Off the field his off the field antics. I mean, he's really in the community. Yeah, you're not wrong there.
Yeah, she 100% needs to get a new team. My favorite football teams are the New Orleans Saints and any team playing the Steelers.
That's a lot of fucking teams.
That is, yeah.
I wonder who the Saints quarterback will be.
Is it going to be
Jeff
Bezos?
It's
going to
be
James
Winston.
It's Jameis Winston.
He looked like he was struggling earlier today, so.
We'll see.
I know, it sucks.
But who's their backup, though?
Taysom Hill.
Exactly. Taysom Hill. They're not going to put Taysom Hill back.
I just don't know. Dude.
He's Tim Tebow.
Literally. I like Taysom Hill. I love Taysom Hill. I'll be completely honest with you, but I don't see him being like a franchise quarterback.
No, fuck no. He's a guy you root for, though.
He's definitely a guy you root for. You want to root for.
Well, hell yeah, because he's just like, hey, whatever you need me to play. Like, you want to play fucking linebacker? Cool. You want me to be receiver? Cool. You want me to
play corner?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll do it.
Oh, I'm kicking today? Fine.
That's a good player to have.
And he's 30 years old.
Well, now, see, that I think the stigma of 30 is like 30 is the new 20 in professional sports now, dude.
I mean, yeah, it is whenever you, like Jameis Winston, I won't even say Jameis Winston. Like, you look at, like, big quarterbacks and shit like that. Yeah, once they get older, they're big names. But Taysom Hill's not getting a shit ton of snaps as a starting quarterback right now. By the time he's 35, he hasn't got all those snaps. A team's not going to give it to him then.
No, I mean, they'll be better off.
He would have to start this year and keep taking starting snaps, which isn't going to happen.
I mean, it depends on how Jameis plays or if he stays healthy.
He'll probably play like shit.
I don't know. When he first came out and the Buccaneers drafted him, I thought that he had a good chance to like turn their franchise around. And I mean, he had some pretty big numbers, but
pretty big interceptions too.
Right.
Hella touchdowns too. Like his interception to touchdown ratio was damn near the same. So
I mean, that's really good.
I don't know if his mental. I feel like physically he has it, but mentally.
I don't think he has it mentally as well.
Figure out this season because once, I mean, stakes.
Pace him in.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen in Miami with that quarterback situation. What do you think, D?
I think that I'm almost positive they're going to run with Tua this season. They've definitely formed most of the offense around him now.
You guys do have a younger squad.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of just a whole restart over there. But I think they're going to be tough.
They kind of, they lightweight did him dirty. Taking him out in the fourth quarter. Like,
I'm not trying to talk shit about the Dolphins.
Yeah, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, he does have that veteran pack. I mean, if you look at it as if you're playing 2K, he's got the veteran badge.
Right, right.
So he'd be like your crunch time hero.
Right, but I mean, well, you being a QB, dude, like you're in the flow of a game, third quarter, fourth quarter rolls around, dude, and they're like, hey, I'm going to take you out.
But your flow can be turned off so fast. I mean, one play can just destroy your whole mentia, and then you're thinking like, oh gosh, and we're down by a touchdown. We need this drive. You got to be okay with handing the keys over to someone that's been in those situations 100 times more than you.
That's what I was going to say. He's been in so many situations, like, just as a journeyman. He's been on so many different teams with so many different players. Right. He's had to learn. And he actually, I don't even know if they still do the Wonderlic test anymore, but at the time when they did, I'm not sure if he got a perfect score.
He scored up very, very high.
Well, I mean, not only is he a veteran, though, but you got to look at what that did to his confidence, too, man. That's got to be a shot.
If you're accepting, and as it seemed when he was being, like, interviewed through his post-games and when they would ask him those questions, he seemed to be okay with what they did, which is fine. I mean, that still builds your confidence. I mean, you played the whole game, but, you know, you might not have been able to get that winning drive. But you still went 11 of 15 for 250 yards, no INTs, 13 first downs. You know,
still did good.
You're not ready
for those crunch. That could honestly kill a quarterback, I feel.
Yeah.
If you're not able to hit those dead numbers or those amazing plays, then you're not it.
I mean, that's the only thing really holding you guys back now is offense. What's going to happen? I mean, your defense is stout. Yeah. I don't think you guys have to worry about defense.
The defense is stout.
Your secondary is nuts.
What if they trade Howard, though?
Yeah.
If they trade Howard, that becomes
I'll take him on the Browns whenever
He can literally pick any team right now.
Probably could. He's one of the people out there that's trade
rumors.
I mean, I think if the Dolphins were smart, they would have him as their franchise player on defense, and they would just pay him the money that he's demanding.
If they trade him, I mean, as a Dolphins fan, D, who would you want to see if they got rid of him?
There's not many people I would want to see.
Are you looking for like a defensive player to return, like to replace him, or are you looking for some offensive magic?
He's proven himself in the defense. So we, in order to get rid of him, we would have to find someone that's equally and or better to replace him in that spot.
I mean, he's definitely like the staple of like he's a staple of your defense. I don't
think that's possible.
Right.
That's fine. So I don't. If they trade him, that's dumb. 100%. That's like Washington Redskins getting rid of Sean Taylor.
Right.
Granted, he didn't, you know, rip Sean Taylor, but that would be the equivalent.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Or like, even like, you know, the Ravens getting rid of Ray Lewis or Ed Reed.
Right.
Like, it's like, fuck, why would you do that? So, yeah, no, I see what you guys are saying, but you guys are going to be fucking tough. I'm worried as a Ravens fan about the division. Not only you, not only the Dolphins, but the Browns.
Dude,
Lamar's in for a fucking nightmare. You got Garrett rushing off of one end, and then fucking, what's his face? Who'd you guys pick up at your other defense, man? What?
Clowney.
Coming in. Dude, that's going to be a fucking nightmare for Lamar.
You guys see that funny video of him falling over the tackling?
Yeah, game? When you haven't shut up the training camp in a while. And he jumped over the bags.
Sorry, I'm not shining so much light. I really don't know anything about the NFL besides when it comes to like the Saints.
Right.
I'm not one of those fans that knows everybody on the team either.
I will say Myles Garrett's a fucking freak. I follow him on Instagram. Dude, he's freak. He's a big motherfucker.
What worries me the most is if we see Tom Brady go to the Super Bowl again.
I'm so sick of him.
I
appreciate his career and all this shit. Like, you are greatness. But, like, I'm fucking tired of watching you win a fucking Super Bowl. Let someone else have a chance. Give your second string quarterback 10, 15 minutes of the game. Go sit on the bench. Mentor someone else.
I mean, you look at the NBA finals, dude. LeBron and Golden State were in the fucking, you know, the finals, and it was like their highest rated finals in years.
How about the Lakers? Last time we were just talking, they were about to sign Carmelo, and now they signed Carmelo.
I'm geeked.
Dwight Howard again.
Russ Westbrook about to get his ring.
Please no.
They need to make it. If they don't make it, they weren't meant to have a ring. That's just how I feel. That's
another one. Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, it's a solid team, but they also gave up some key bench players too. Like, you got to think with that cap hit, do they really have enough to fucking have a good bench? Like, the bench is still fucking important, especially in the NBA.
And with all those guys they picked up being veterans and.
Look, LeBron knows his money management. I feel like he's going to.
I mean, he made the dedication to the Lakers.
Either he'll set some back and just be like, all right, I'll take the pay cut and give the other two what they want, or those other two are just not going to be selfish and just take a pay cut of their own.
He'll take a pay cut. I mean, at this point, he's not playing for money. He's playing for championships, you know, his legacy at this point. I mean, and then also the new legacy. He also dedicated, you know, he literally went out on a limb and said, hey, I'm retiring from LA. This is where I'm finishing my career. So
that was a Space Jam.
Yeah, you guys still haven't watched it yet.
No, we haven't watched it. I haven't watched it yet.
I just
putting it off.
I feel like you guys would be better off by not watching it.
LeBron.
How come you guys haven't
LeBron
yet?
James.
I still haven't been able to bring myself to actually watch it.
I know.
Mainly because I am nervous that I really will hate it, even if I go into the mindset this is made for a whole new generation.
Right.
Oh, I can't even, like I said on your Facebook when I posted, like, the first one, like, yes, it's a classic, but, like, it actually, I don't know. It's not the cartoons. It's, like, the plot just somehow holds water to me. And, like,
they rushed it.
Chad, Austin, and I just sat down ourselves to watch this, and dude, I fucking hated it from the jump. It was torture to watch it.
The acting is bad. I feel like the whole movie is rushed. Like, all of a sudden, LeBron and his son, LeBron wants to do this, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, like, it just happened. Everything happened so quick.
Like, what's the running time? Like, 96 minutes?
I'm not too sure here. I'll look it up real quick.
As average as possible.
I remember looking at the running time, though, like when we were first getting into it and we had like paused it for a second. And I was like, dude, this is like I'd rather get fucking beat up and then keep going watching it. Because it was that. I'd rather it was a punishment. It was like a punishment. Like, oh, you're going to sit down and watch this. And it's like, well, I don't really want to, but I know that I.
See, I hear shit like this, and this is why I haven't watched it. This is exactly why I haven't watched it.
That's why you guys, I know, that's why you guys are putting it off. It's because you're like, damn, am I really going to sit down and commit, you know, an hour and 40 minutes to this? And
I was hype. I was ready for it.
Space Jam, A New Legacy, the new one, is 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
The original one is an hour and 40 minutes. But the original one seems like it's longer.
But here's the thing. They didn't take anyone's family in this one, in the original. It was just... They were taking Michael Jordan from his golf game and put him into a basketball game to fight the Monstars for Earth.
Who stole, but they did steal NBA talent. But
they did steal the talent from the Earth.
And stars, there was none of that, like, just there. Okay, so I know they replicated, like, some players, you know, for the, trying to give away plot details. David. But, yeah, like... There was just no personality to him. Like in the first one, like there was a whole sequence, which I love, where they're like
they lost their talent
and they're getting evaluated. And
Charles Barkley goes and plays a pickup game with like kids.
I'm trying to say something about my mom.
But you ain't Charles.
You're just a poser.
Exactly.
I will never go out with Madonna again. I will never swear on the court again. He's like
praying. Yeah, that's. I just feel like I can't.
They made it personal.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
actual comedy in that first one, though. Like, even with, like, Bill Murray. Like, there was no Bill Murray in this one. Even Bill Murray in the first one's like, now, with these players losing their talent, we're going to need replacement stars, you know. No, Bill. You know what I mean?
Like, so, wait, it's just Bill doesn't make an appearance?
They tried with the,
what?
The dude that walks around with LeBron that takes him to the studio.
I don't even remember because it wasn't memorable.
That was the comedic relief.
No Bill Murray cameo is almost blasphemy at this point.
I'm just going to have to watch it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
It's painful, dude. It's a very painful watch. And like for me, I will never ever consider A New Legacy. Even like I'll completely put it out of my head whenever I think of Space Jam in the future. Like the original's great. The second one, it's just not.
It's just not it, huh?
I hated it from the jump.
A lot of people hated it mainly because of LeBron being in it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be equivalent. Shut the fuck up.
He is.
He makes Michael Jordan is in it.
Michael B. Jordan.
Legendary. No.
The disappointment as soon as I said that.
Everyone's like, all of our girlfriends want to fuck him. Fuck.
Yeah. It's not a joke.
Dude, I want to have sex with Michael B. Jordan.
Who doesn't? That's the thing.
God, that's one good looking. He's good looking. Like, no joke.
I mean, it's almost equivalent. Like, do you think, like, like you were saying, a lot of people hate it because of LeBron. It'd be like if Tom Brady went, never mind. Tom Brady shouldn't do a kids movie.
LeBron's just.
He makes out with his own kids.
Tom Brady at least accepts that he's a jerk.
Oh, my gosh. I'm still completely blown away that never tarnished his.
Bro,
anything of his, and it got pushed under the rug. But as soon as you type in Tom Brady kissing,
that's the first thing.
Google fucking blows up with images of Tom Brady making out with every motherfucker.
Literally, also,
and it just blows my mind. I don't
there's something else that surfaced of that. The rapper 42 Doug, he was tongue kissing his son's neck or some shit on like an Instagram live video. I got called out for it, bro. I was like, what the fuck is going on, dude? There's lines being crossed. Like, fucking, it's in plain day, adults grooming kids, dude, and nobody's saying a fucking word.
Yeah, I'm glad we got down this way because I definitely wanted to bring up the fact of DaBaby and his comments towards Lil Nas X.
Uncalled for.
Yeah, I feel like DaBaby was out of line.
Oh, 100%.
Did you see what T.I. was saying?
He made it even worse. At first, T.I. was like, oh, I was like, okay. And then he just went fucking sideways so fast.
Sideways. He was like, well, if Lil Nas X can preaches homosexuality, then DaBaby should be able to preach his homophobia.
T.I. shouldn't be saying shit.
It's like, T.I., just with the shut up.
With the allegations against him and his fucking wife right now, he shouldn't be saying
shit. Just shut the hell up and go sell guns again and start being
Go fucking
I'm
R. Kelly.
I'm tired of you.
Go R. Kelly sex slave shit. That's what him and his wife were
the
doing.
The thing in his statement was like, is I don't want my kid to watch this or see this. And it's like, okay, everyone's allowed to tell their own truth, which is what he was saying. And Lil Nas X is, what, from my understanding, he's gay.
Yeah.
So his truth is he would like to see people do
that. But how can you preach you don't want kids seeing that when you're rapping about drugs, mistreating women, and fucking killing people?
Wait, Nick, you said you watched a video by him recently or whatever and that it was, like, out of control?
Who?
Lil Nas X.
It's with Jack Harlow.
Breakout or something.
Yeah, it's him and Jack Harlow.
It has an all guy dance group, like, and they're like
in the showers,
in the shower room dancing.
It is what
blah,
it is.
Blah, 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 blah. But it's like you flip over on the other side, and you have
Cardi
B and Meg Thee Stallion.
Now that's okay.
But
I get what
these are not okay. And it's like, well, we got to be in the middle. And understand that we got to be able to accept both sides of this.
Well, see, that's the thing too. Like you look at Lil Boosie was talking about this too, and he was talking about how he didn't want his kids, you know, seeing that, you know, gay shit or whatever.
Watch your fucking kids.
But in a Boosie song, bro, when we were kids, he's talking about two girls going at it, being gay and shit. Like it's cool. It's like, motherfucker, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Same, you know, Burger King.
Literally, you can't have it your way, bro. But it's fucking it's 2021. There's more shit to be worried about than fucking people being gay, bro.
That brings me a little bit closer to the statement that I made on Facebook yesterday, I believe. That I feel that people have become more mentally stronger.
Yeah.
And physically weaker. And the only reason I say that is because there are people like us who are able to see both sides of it. And to choose in the middle.
Right.
Ryan, on that status, was making very good comments, very good points.
Right.
But he sided on the side as religion.
Yeah,
religion only tells you that you need to live your life by this specific way. These are your code of morals.
Why weren't we programmed to not, like, it's like fucking iRobot, bro. They programmed their robots to fucking follow strict rules. They didn't break them.
Yep.
Except for that one who had fucking free will.
That one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that was the case, man, like, that's my beef with religion is, like, you could say that we were designed to fucking follow these rules, you know, in your opinion or whatever, but why the fuck were we born with free will? If I'm going to create life or something and I wanted to follow a strict-ass set of rules, there's not going to be any free
will.
I might
as well have a computer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Even computers do their own fucking thing.
Yeah, at times. They
you know what I'm saying? Like, it blows my mind that you know, people fucking do that, but definitely agree with you.
To go back, it's... another person was saying, like, well, in the time of me being offended by something that you shouldn't be, it's like, okay, well, you're not looking at it deeper into the picture. Maybe that person knows someone that isn't going to speak up for themselves and now has become offended because they understand what that person's going through.
Right.
You know, you might not understand it, but collectively the group of people that I have understand what they're going through. So now I'm offended. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you look at like Baby's like main reason for saying this shit that he said is for, you know, for the culture. The culture's against it.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then the culture needs to fucking change and somebody should be like Lil Nas is, he's trying to change the fucking culture. Like growing up in the situations that they grow up, especially in black households, dude, being gay, like, you don't play that shit.
You don't see that.
It don't happen. Like, they will beat the gay out of you. That's a thing. You know, that's not saying it doesn't happen all over the place. It used to back in the day in white families, too. They would send them off to fucking church camps and shit.
Anything. Oh,
dude.
We don't even really have to put race on it. I mean,
the gay way. Jesus sells.
You don't necessarily have to
sells
put
what?
Race on it because any family that's
they have their own ways of doing it.
Some sort of culture that believes that.
But using the culture as an excuse to make it okay to just go out and just bash somebody for doing, like, I respect Lil Nas. Like, I mean,
that's understanding. That's
you know, I don't live that lifestyle, but at the same time, I respect him for taking a fucking stand. Like, you know, he's like, this is me. This is what I'm doing. Fuck it. Accept me or don't.
Yeah. I mean, like, if fucking DaBaby can be in a music video, let's say DaBaby has a music video and he wants to be surrounded by fucking 100 big booty bitches.
Right.
Pretty much naked. It's totally okay. It's normal 100%. For a rap video.
Yeah, kids can see that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know? Lil Nas X wants to do the same exact thing, and but with
his
dudes.
Eyes is what he finds attractive.
Exactly. Right. You know right. what I mean? And that's yeah. totally normal. Right. In my eyes, that is normal.
100%.
To go like, with what you are comfortable with. You're not trying to appeal to everybody else.
Did you watch the video? Dude? That shit was pretty cinematic.
And Jack Harlow, no, I haven't watched Jack it Harlow had the one female in his cell.
Yeah.
You know. That's probably what he asked for. He got it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, Jack Harlow probably stepped out of his comfort zone to be 100%. In that. 100%. But that shows some sort of growth.
Like 100%. Not every...
A mental strength to not go into that music video and feel absolutely, like, disgusted.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Or for lack of better words, because I don't really know how to describe that statement.
I mean, that's how they describe it. You know, yeah. I mean, you listen to what DaBaby said. I mean, he was pretty disgusted, I would say. I mean, to go basically out of your way on your platform and say some shit like that, you know, you just gotta be more accepting. That's, I mean,
it's the same way with like guys flirting with girls. It's the same way as guys flirting with guys. Not every dude wants to fuck you.
Exactly.
Like, right. Not every gay dude wants to fuck every straight guy. That's like not.
So wait, he's offended by, I'm not really too sure about the situation, but he's offended that he's seeing the men, all men group dancing in the video.
Naked, yes. Dancing, naked, in the shower. Naked,
twerking, basically.
Acting like females.
As in a female.
Well, if Lil Nas X is, you know, gay, wouldn't that be what he wants in his video? As the
would make sense for him to have a bunch of women dancing.
You know, makes sense to me.
Right.
You yeah. were in it.
Exactly.
Wyatt was in the video.
Yeah, he was actually yeah, he was. The special guest. Camera
yeah.
Back there.
Yeah, definitely
he was.
Was
the fluffer.
Dude, I bet they pay some good money to be a
fluffer. How much? Dude, I need to Google how much a fluffer makes.
He's got
a
this windsock kind of thing going on.
Kind of fluff him up a little bit.
Yeah. How much does
it just? I don't know. We gotta become more. I think we're getting there. We are 100% getting to where we are down the middle of the road and can see both sides of it and decide to choose. I mean, not even through a moral code for yourself, but I mean, yeah, I mean, it would be a moral code.
Is it
basic human moral code?
Right. Is it really going to matter to you if you, when you die, that Lil Nas X was gay? No. You know, that's where people need to fucking open their eyes. Like, okay, he's gay. Cool. Good yeah. for him.
And if it bothers you that your kid is going to possibly watch it, watch your kids better.
Literally.
That's all I can say.
I agree with you there. I mean,
I mean, shit, I can't even watch anything on YouTube on this computer. You know why? Because me, myself, is the administrator, and I can't change it. And I don't know how to allow myself to watch higher videos.
Right.
No. So I have to log out of anything's email, log into my email.
Yeah, just to
open a new video.
It's... That's what bugs me too. It's like you're teaching a, you know, somebody like him is teaching the next generation to, you know, there's like perpetuating the cycle of hating people that are different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But at the same time, he would be the same one that would come out and say, "Oh, we're discriminated against as black people." Yeah. How the fuck can you say that when you're discriminated against people because of their sexual orientation? A fucking hypocrite if I've ever heard of it. Like,
everyone's
Jesus.
Different. We're not all the same.
But it's okay if women are gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, for straight guys, it's okay that women are gay. It's the same fucking thing. Gay is gay.
Yep.
Fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you
gay,
love what you love. That's the end of the story.
Gay.
I mean, I guess I should take that statement back, because if you love animals,
yeah,
and you're out here fucking animals.
That's a little weird.
I don't know.
That shit's
What's
legal
up
in
with
some
all
states.
The, like, what is, like, how. The thing where you can, like, be with anybody you want. What is that called?
I don't know.
That shit confuses me.
I think there was a Strange Addiction episode that I was watching, and this guy married rubber, like, water floaties.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about along
no,
those lines?
No, this one is, there's like an actual name for it. I totally forget what it is. It starts with a P.
Not polyamorous.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. Isn't that's that a chemical?
Multiple.
That's a bad line.
It's multiple emotional connections.
I haven't dug people. Into the
to pansexual. The pansexual. Yeah. What does that mean?
That means you could love this chair but so much that it could get you into an orgasm.
Is that what it means?
I think.
I think it's more like
pansexual. Pansexuality.
Haley is, says no.
She's saying no.
I have the definition. Pansexuality. Is the attraction to people regardless of their gender. Pansexual people are sexually attracted to people of every gender identity. People of any gender identity can and do identify as pansexual.
Okay, well, what's the one that you're attracted to everything?
Isn't that just bi? Why does
well,
why is
see, I was gonna fucking say that it's you took that out of my head, but there's more genders than male or female.
Yeah.
Bi is like men or women. I mean, I'm just saying in the community, bro.
It's okay.
It's, I just mean, I'm, you can identify, dude, there's, you know, when there used to be like a fucking, are you male, female, there's other now. So,
listen, I don't want to make us lose.
No. I mean, I can identify as a fucking Tonka truck if I want to. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna tell my boss tomorrow I couldn't come to work because I decided to identify as a cooler today.
There was a.
You could go to work.
There's like fetishes where people identify as like babies and shit like
horses,
that.
Furniture.
Have you seen the horse one?
Furniture.
Dude, you guys haven't seen
Strange Addictions.
Yeah, that show was crazy.
Eating glass,
coffee enemas.
They do that.
Eating diapers.
Eating bed.
Eating diapers. Eating her bed.
We started watching it here one night.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the first episode was the coffee enema one. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here,
dude? What blows my mind is, I don't. That leads me down another path, but we're running close on time here. We'll go through it real quick though. That takes me down the other path of like. I don't even know. I forgot. I got so sidetracked.
Jesus.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if you haven't seen the video of the people who act like horses and their partner rides them, I'm telling you right now, you need to like watch it when you go home, snuggle up in bed, light a candle, get down and dirty with it. Because it
should
is one
we get
of the most
Jergens?
Beautiful cinematic pieces of videography that
like
I've ever seen in my life.
They actually run on all fours.
Oh, hunt, they get on all fours.
Nick's trying to plug our personal YouTube right now that we're doing on the side.
Yeah, that's you're not wrong there. You're not wrong. I mean, I'm just saying. I've seen people do it as like wolves.
No, there are people who do it as horses, dude. They dress up in the gimp suits pretty much. Oh, they're in like all leather suit, dude. And there's no one. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not going to say they're not normal. But they look like what you're thinking they look like right now.
Look.
Most of them look like they're from Sebring.
And next up,
like, if you've walked into the Circle K at 2 a.m., you've seen someone who probably
next
doesn't.
Down on all fours, and I'm dressed as a jockey.
Let's do it.
I want you called the rider.
Are they like technically what do they call those people that dress in animal suits and fuck
furries?
Yeah, are they that just like
no, I don't know if non-sexual? They, fuck. They do competition
subgenre.
They do comp. Wait.
These are real things.
They do competitions.
They do
competitions.
They'll bring like little things where people will run and have to jump over them. There's obstacle courses. So
people
want to
be animals that fucking bad.
Yeah, dude.
And when they take it serious, they're like, whenever I go into character, I am a horse, and I'm like, but you're not.
But they
to be honest
be.
With you, Diane, I'm not.
That's the thing. They could
I'm not actually
as
a horse.
Horse.
I'm a broom.
I'm not actually a broom.
To be honest with you, Diane, I am surprised.
Dude, I don't know, man.
I just don't understand. I mean,
that's the thing. You don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And see, where the issue is people that don't understand. Like, what the fuck? Those people are weird. At the same time, though, you know, if you. Maybe
just
if you dive
him.
Into it, yeah, you talk
just
to him. Like,
him.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. You know, you've always liked horses and grew up around horses and you wanted to be a fucking horse. I mean, I wanted to be a fucking werewolf as a kid. What the fuck?
Stepbrothers. I used to act like I was a T-Rex.
They literally took LARPing to a whole new extreme.
My dad told me to grow the fuck up and get a job. You're not a dinosaur.
I saw Hulk Hogan on TV one time as a kid, so even though I didn't have the athleticism or the physique, I just started pretending that I was a bodybuilder and just oiling myself up down to Gold's Gym.
Did you shoot yourself full of steroids first?
There's
in my injections the ass. In the butt.
Do you have somebody shave your ass too? You gotta have a shaved ass.
Only at the injection site.
Wasn't there a show that was like that? It was like on MTV.
It was, shave their asses.
Well, bodybuilders do. And it was like this dude and his dad would shave his ass for competition. It was on MTV, dude.
Wrestler with a hair.
Yeah, like his dad was shooting him in the ass full of steroids and then like he'd
early
literally shave his ass.
MTV was goated.
Oh, yeah, dude. They had some fucking weird shows on there. It was True Life.
I read that. I have to like count every time he would like leave the room.
Yeah. And if he didn't do it right, he'd have to turn back around and go back. Talk about exploitation.
Literally.
Like,
there were some damn good shows on there though. Besides that one, like remember Room Raiders? Like they would come
Room Raiders
in
was hilarious. Oh, they're bringing
everyone's bed had come all over.
Literally, right they're bringing Cribs back.
Are they?
Cribs? Yeah, the Cribs is coming back. Good. Yeah,
Pimp My Ride.
Nah, that one can stay
like
dead.
Pimp My Ride, but I like West Coast Customs more.
Oh, the new shit.
When they went by themselves.
Yeah, Jay Beebs actually bought. He's a partner with that company. Yeah, he's a car guy. That's
Made
why he's replacing
the guy from
Paul.
Attila or whatever.
Oh, Franz.
Yeah.
I
remember.
Just want to be a rock star.
Yeah. You remember? Dakota's like, oh, I know.
Did you guys ever see the fucking episode with like? I think it was like Method Man and Red Man from fucking Wu-Tang. Dude, you would expect these motherfuckers to live in a mansion, right? They lived in the fucking projects, dog.
In a fucking duplex.
It was on Cribs. It was Method Man and Red Man. They didn't, dude. They had a fucking TV, a tube TV, sitting on a fucking milk crate.
No, I swear, dude.
Fucking deep freezer full of like fucking pizza rolls.
Yeah, dude.
And
no
shit.
Bullshit, bro. I was like, what the fuck?
They live in lavish.
Like, you guys got money. You're like, nah, fuck that, bro. We live in the hood. Like straight up in the projects, and I was like, "Damn, that's probably like the only house that was like legit on that show." Like, because that was a thing. Like, a lot of people would go out and like rent a house, you know, a house they didn't even live in. Just like, oh yeah, say you live here, type shit. And then the equity would fucking skyrocket. Like a lot of the rappers and shit, that wasn't their actual house.
They're like, "This is my wife's bedroom," and they walk into a closet.
Chris Pontius did an episode, and he just had a Ford Bronco as his.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
How long was the episode?
There was a couple of different like guys from Jackass on there, but he, I think I wasn't.
So, like, since they're bringing it back, like, who do you guys want to see? Like, who's one person's house you want to see?
Lil Nas X.
Fucking, he's got like these giant columns out in front of his house that are like not fucking, they're marble dicks.
No, it's
got
to be someone cool. Like,
oh, Lil Nas X isn't cool now.
Yeah, what the fuck? Why?
I mean, I'm talking about
Bill Gates' house. I want to see Bill Gates' house.
No, it has to be like realistic.
He lost that
like
house.
A,
the wife got it in the divorce.
Like,
yeah, I
want to cool,
see
like
all
Chad
the
Johnson.
Jesus.
Like,
Ocean City,
what's in his house? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of people that are a little eccentric.
I honestly don't think I would want to see anyone's
really
house.
I want to see fucking, this is going to be a wild one, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
I picture just like a burly fucking wood cabin in the woods. I don't know why.
A cot in a microwave.
Literally.
I'd want to see
dirt floor.
I mean, you can just go look up pictures, though. Like, you can go log into Google and be like Aaron Rodgers home.
I mean, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers probably has like a just regular
they
ass
probably
house.
Bring photographers probably go in and out of their houses more oftentimes than we know.
They probably
but on
don't
Cribs,
even live
they
there.
Show you the fridge.
Yeah, you gotta know what's in the fridge, bro.
How am I gonna know what Lil Nas X is drinking if I don't get
bro,
to see
you
his
open
fridge?
Like I remember like all the rappers, bro, that you'd open their fridge and it's like nothing but Cristal and shit. Like I think it was Ludacris, it was nothing but like fucking
they
champagne.
Have all
like,
their
dude,
sponsorship
do you eat?
Drinks and shit in there.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like if they did one of LeBron, it's like Gatorade and then Nike shoes in his fridge. Don't ask.
I don't know. That's I don't think is. I'd be all for like. I don't think I'd be all for anything on MTV.
What's
now.
Jeff Bezos' house look like?
Now. I say now because growing up, it was always the dating shows. Next.
Yeah. I don't even Room know Raiders. What's on MTV now. Like if I
Jersey Shore's back on there.
I do love me some Jersey Shore.
Damn. Are they old?
Yeah, kind of. They all got surgery except for Vetti. Vetti just lost weight.
And went, yeah, he went to the gym. He looks good.
He's also a stripper now.
It's like
he
kind
does
of
the
played
Magic
out,
Mike
though.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Like, how much more drama can this group of people in their 40s really cause?
Well, have you
met?
Have you
have
seen
you ever
Snooki?
Met Chester and Stacy.
Dude, Pauly D looks like he takes like four needles to the face.
God, Pauly's wasn't bad, dude. Fucking Mike Situation. No, Ronnie. Ronnie's was
bad.
Bad
too.
Dude, his is bad.
Pauly's is pretty. Pauly always looks like he's fucking just. Really hey, fucking happy.
He's the richest
everybody.
Motherfucker on that show, dude. This DJ life took the fuck off, yeah,
I
man.
Say, I saw him at Numbers DJ Fest.
There he's got hella money. He's still doing it.
I like Floribama Shore, though. It's dope. There's a lot more.
Didn't someone die?
They get a lot of. They
yeah.
Get,
yeah.
Like, some hefty.
I think.
The country dude.
Oh, yeah, the big mother. Wasn't it the big
dude?
No,
it wasn't real big. No, the country dude. The one that everyone liked, that country dude.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but yeah, he passed away.
I forgot
away.
About that show. I forgot
lying.
About that show. I'm not going to lie. That was pretty cool.
What was that other football show that was on there? Alabama. No, they were. The team was Hoover.
Oh, fuck, dude. You just unlocked a memory there.
I don't
Holy
believe
shit.
That. I don't think you guys are.
It was a pretty good movie.
It might be a different show,
pretty
but
good
someone
show.
Did die.
But I can't remember what it was called.
I know what you're talking about, though.
I don't remember what it was called. If you remember what it was called, please DM me on Instagram.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, what is this?
It was like some football show that was on MTV.
Two-a-days?
It could have been two. Yeah, it was two-a-days.
I was just... there was some news about the guy that was the coach, the Russ Probst guy.
Someone got in a lot of trouble.
It was him, I think. He was carrying on like an extramarital affair or whatever.
Oh shit.
And then he had to leave I forget the exact details. I just watched a YouTube video about it like a couple months ago maybe.
Dude, fucking 2-a-days. Yeah, that was the fucking show, dude.
Yeah.
That was like QB1 before QB1.
Yeah, it was like I forget what they're even trying to do, Wind State or whatever. But anyways, the coach from that school, he's like tried to get other jobs, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then like some guy recorded him, like an athletic director recorded him on secret, you know, with a wire or whatever, trying to get him to, I forget what they were doing, something against the rules.
Oh, damn. That's insane. I mean, it's just like you look at Last Chance U, that fucking coach of like the third season of Indy, that motherfucker like got like, I think he went to prison or something. He was going to jail for like a whole crazy list of allegations, like theft, embezzlement, all kinds of fucking shit. I'm like, Jesus.
Good for him.
I wonder how much that happens, though, that people just don't pay attention to it.
I have no idea.
It's got to be a lot.
Probably a lot more than what we know.
Right. Especially, like, the big schools and shit. Like, not even, like, high school level. Like, you look at, like, college, like, any of your D1 fucking powerhouse schools, dude, there's probably some shit that goes on.
And give Reggie Bush his Heisman back.
Dude, please give him his fucking... They straight up said no.
Give his Heisman back.
That's what our t-shirts are going to say. On the front, it's going to say Jesus sells. On the back, it's going to say give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. Jesus.
He deserves it.
He does deserve it.
He's a hero. I remember watching him get lit the fuck up.
Play for the Saints, I know.
Dude, he got lit.
Reggie Bush was ahead of his time, and that's all I'm saying about it.
Yeah.
Not for the NFL, for college, maybe.
For the college, NFL. Maybe.
Oh, you're saying for the NFL?
Yeah. I mean, look at it now. Tyreek Hill, fucking Christian McCaffrey.
All those fast-ass scat backs.
Yeah.
They're wrong. You're wrong. The game, yeah, because back then it was like more power. You're a fucking power runner.
You're still powerful in the East.
I mean, that's still how they got to play that way. I mean, fuck, you look at the Browns. They got it right. Fucking Nick Chubb back there just steamrolling. Kareem Hunt's...
Don't say Kareem Hunt's not a powerhouse.
I won't go say he's super powerhouse. He's more of like a utility because he could be used in the pass game, you know, more for the outs and shit. So, I mean, I don't know, I guess.
Kareem Hunt's... Like, he's a big body still. Like,
He's somebody I send on, you know, those outside runs because he's got that fast speed. Nick Chubb's a motherfucker, you say.
I'm not saying
he Marshawn Hunt, runs through a motherfucker's
I'm
face.
Not saying Kareem Hunt runs more like a truck than Nick Chubb. I'm just saying you can't take it away from him. He still has the body to be able to get the job done if you give him a run through the two or four.
I'll give you that.
Feels good to have people talking positively about the Browns. That's
Kareem
all
Hunt.
I care about.
Yeah, he like inside runs. I think he's going to be just fine.
I would put him at the fours. You know, the four.
It's still inside.
Six.
Six is...
I guess.
Six with a tight end.
Yeah.
Six with a tight end. Still keep him inside. Yeah, that, but that would probably be as far as I would take him. I'm not shoving him between the tackles.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. They tried. They tried it. He's not that guy. Nick Chubb's that guy.
Bound. I'm sorry, but if you have someone that's 6 foot six, I mean, the chances are he's just going
to. Yep.
I mean, he's obviously bounced off of people like that before. He's in the NFL.
Right. Yeah. They're ready for that, but like, he's not built
that
way.
The battle between that is going to be a lot slimmer compared to 6 foot three.
Just fucking powerhouse.
All I'm saying right now is.
4.5, 40 at full speed by the time he hits middle linebackers.
Yeah. Everybody. You know what I mean? When you're listening to this, mark this down in your calendars for the Browns' first game. Kareem Hunt's first touchdown is going to be an inside run.
False. He won't even touch the field.
He's
going to get hurt before the first game.
He's going to touch the field, dude. I bet you he will. I bet both of them tear it up this year, and I hope they both get 1,000 rushing yards.
What's going to happen? Early prediction out of you.
Yeah.
For what I think the Browns' record's going to be?
Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead and just say I want to say 11-5, but I just don't even want to do them dirty like that. And also, you have to think that there's 17 games, so I guess I would say more like 12-5.
See, I was going to say, well, I didn't know there were 17 games.
Yeah,
they added a game.
So there's going to be an extra game, so you got to add one.
Well,
we got fucked on that extra game.
I would say they'd go like 13-4.
Baltimore got fucked on that.
I hope you're right.
We picked
13-4. They make it to the postseason, make it to the second round, lose to the.
What's our loss?
It's gonna lose to Baltimore.
They'll lose. They'll split with the Steelers. They'll split with Baltimore.
No split to the Steelers. They suck.
No,
they'll beat the Steelers.
That hurts.
They do it every time.
We have to play the Chiefs. So
you guys have a tough schedule.
That's our first game.
Yep. Open it up with the fucking Chiefs. That's a good way to start
the
season.
You know, I don't think they'll take an L that first game. I think we're going to see the Chiefs take an L.
If they take
especially
an L,
dealing that's what with I like what to they're hear. Dealing with right now, I think they take that.
Put it this way, that game is going to determine the Browns' outcome for their season. They come out and fucking dominate the Chiefs. Look out.
Dude, you know, I would shit myself if they go 17-0.
Dude, that'd be
the first year of
fucking insane.
Gerald McCoy
dude.
Signed with the Raiders.
Yeah, nobody cares about the Raiders.
What about the Phillip Rivers comeback pot?
I saw that. I saw that.
Doesn't
want
to be done.
Oh, yeah. Lee, what do you think for
Baltimore?
For the Browns' record?
Who gives a fuck?
What do you think Baltimore?
Baltimore wise?
Yeah.
17 games. You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say 14-3. I got hopes.
Nick, what you got for the Saints?
11-5.
Oh, that's a lot higher than I would have gave him.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Technically 11-6, technically 12-5.
Yeah. 11-6. I'll give him lower rather than higher.
That's what I was gonna go.
I'm holding high standards.
Dolphins either go 11-6 or 12-5.
I think you guys make
that's
it to.
Not
early.
I
think you guys
make
it
to the postseason, but we don't make it past this first round.
Nah, I see you guys making it pass.
I think the Saints will lose in the wild card.
I'm interested to see what the fuck the Browns do though, because now they got Odell back too. So
it is exciting. It's going to be a fun year, and I'm glad we're going to be able to talk through it as well.
Yeah,
so that's something new that I feel like we will be bringing in.
Sports talk.
Well, that's all I got for today. D-Money signing out. Yeah.
Nick Ryan signing out.
Yeah, they just called me late.
Goodbye.